Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Okay, folks, and welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. Good to be back with you this week, at least once. Go to briandoleary.com where you can sign up for our emails. And we've been emailing a lot this week. Just haven't been able to get into the studio and podcast as we would like. But anyway, we're keeping up on things over there with the email. The O'Leary letter, people have been liking those, I think. Yesterday, actually, well, actually should say go over once again to briandoleary.com, new and improved front page. You can sign up for the letter right there. I made it a lot easier, I think, I hope, for people to do that. And if it's not easier, just let me know. There's a contact page link at the very bottom. So anyway, yesterday, our email, we wrote about Kris Kristofferson. He turned 87 years old last week, I think about a week ago or a little over a week ago. One of my favorites of all time. One of the four highwaymen. Waylon, Willie, Cash, Kristofferson. I don't know why that is that Waylon and Willie get their first name, and Cash and Kristofferson are usually referred to by their last name, but whatever. Not important, but those guys are certainly, I hate the whole Mount Rushmore thing, but if they were, that was a thing with music, they'd be certainly all in contention. I would say Waylon be up there higher than the rest of them, but man, I love all those guys, particularly Kris Kristofferson. I've gone on several Kristofferson music binges. He's not too popular with my generation for whatever reason, but he's awesome. And anyway, I was doing a little reading yesterday and didn't realize it was his 87th birthday last week, and I was doing a bit of research on him, and I knew a lot of the stuff, but one of the things that happened with him, I didn't realize that this was no longer the case, but he had gotten diagnosed maybe 20 years ago or something, I think in his late 60s, pretty relatively young, certainly in his 70s, for having dementia. And he was losing it, and he was down to the end of it and all that. And what happened is he got misdiagnosed with dementia, and what he actually had was Lyme disease. And I've known a couple people with Lyme disease, and it's horrifying. And it's horrible. I mean, this obviously got Kristofferson more so than, like people my age say, for instance. But anyway, all the signs of dementia and like foggy brain, like not knowing what's going on. And it's all because of the Lyme disease, it sounds like. And he thinks he probably got it in Vermont, filming a movie there years ago, crawling under something. He got a tick and I don't know. I don't know much about. I know Lyme disease is a pretty, a lot more prevalent east of the Rockies than it is west of the Rockies. But I believe it's coming more prevalent west of the Rockies than it was even 5 or 10 years ago. But either way, summertime ticks come out, so be careful. Not only can you get Lyme disease, it's just like they are parasites. It's like terrible parasites, generally speaking. So just keep that in mind and wear the spray if you're out in the long grass or stuff like that, and where deer or other animals like that run. But anyway, the point being, Kristofferson had Lyme disease, not dementia. And he, it's about 7 years ago, I think Rolling Stone wrote an article about him, and he was just kind of snapping out of the whole dementia-like thing. It would turn in 80, and they had a retrospective on him as he turned 80. But the cool thing about it is Well, I'll just read. I think his daughter, I just wrote this down in notes, but I think it's his daughter that said something about, she has observed that he, quote, forgets to get nervous, end quote. And Christofferson himself notes that a couple of years ago, his anxiety just went away. And his wife says he hasn't always been happy. His nickname when he was doing Star is Born, which he won, I don't know, starring role with Barbara Streisand, I believe, was Chris Pistofferson. And the author writes, these days, one of his favorite things to do is simply mow the grass or weed whack for hours at his primary home in Maui. And we talked about, in the email yesterday, if you didn't get it, you can contact me and I can send it to you if you'd like. But just get on these email list at briandeleary.com. And you'll get them every day. And these podcasts will come in to your inbox, or they should. And if they don't come in, you got to let me know too. But we talked about, or I did in writing it, how Christofferson's mother just saw him as a total disappointment. Granted, I didn't get into the whole thing yesterday, but he comes from a military family, born in, I think, Brownsville, Texas, ultimately graduated high school in San Mateo, California, not too far from where I currently hang my hat. And his father was a, believe, Brigadier General in the Air Force Reserve at one point. Grandfather, great-grandfather in the Swedish military. The whole family was military. So he, he had his own streak. He was a college football star, started a rugby team at Pomona College, and was a track star, got into Sports Illustrated in high school or in college at some point because he was a star in all these teams, and had rebooted the Pomona rugby team, in which he, which still exists from what I understand, thanks to Christofferson and his buddies there in college. And then he graduates summa cum laude, gets a Rhodes Scholarship, studies at Oxford, and then he enlisted in the Army, and just like the rest of his family had done, kind of thing. And ultimately, he becomes a helicopter pilot, and meanwhile, like, he was a literature major, got a degree in literature, and same thing at Oxford, I believe. And he'd started writing songs and singing and stuff like that. Never has considered himself a particularly good guitar player or a particularly good singer, even though, he's way better than me or most of the people that are probably listening to this show. I stink at both, but I enjoy listening to him. And he's got a distinct voice. But point being, he wanted to go to Vietnam at one point, volunteered to enlist or to serve there. But his assignment ultimately from the Army was like, we need a few good men to teach literature to our people at West Point. And I'm not sure how long he lasted there. Doesn't sound like very long. And he ultimately just quit the Army. I'm not sure if his term ran up or whatever. He's in there 5-6 years anyway, or more. And he quit. And then his mom says that he's a huge disappointment because he quit the Army. Well, I think in today's day and age, for a lot of folks, like, I would hope that would be congratulated for doing something like that. But anyway, he had no real path left since he got out of the Army. And he decided to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and make it in the songwriting business because he was a poet, essentially, with a guitar. And he got a job as a janitor at Columbia Recording Studios. And he'd slip people songs here and there. Famously, he slipped June Carter Cash, maybe at the time, I'm not sure. Slipped her some songs to give to Johnny Cash and other folks. And a few years later, he had got another job as a private helicopter pilot for the oil industry down in the Gulf of Mexico in Louisiana. And he famously landed that work helicopter, I think, or maybe he rented another helicopter in Nashville. I'm not really sure exactly. The story goes that he took the helicopter from Louisiana to Nashville, but I highly doubt that actually happened, but it could have. Anyway, he lands a helicopter on Johnny Cash's front yard in near Nashville. And Johnny comes out and probably cussing up a storm, I can't imagine. But Christofferson hands him some songs. One of them turns out to be, as legend goes anyway, Sunday Morning Coming Down, wins the Country Music Association Song of the Year, 1970, gets Christofferson Songwriter of the Year. And meanwhile, at that point, the timeline could be a little skewed. But anyway, that's what the collaboration ultimately ended up in. He started his songwriting career really around 1965, got his first real breakthrough album right around here, also 1970. And so in that same time where he's writing songs for other folks, he's recording his own albums. And anyway, so impressive guy. And then he became a movie star, which is another crazy thing. It's like he just became a movie star. And you've probably seen him in a lot of things and a lot of things you didn't really pay attention. Oh, yeah, that's just a everyday working man, Kris Kristofferson. And he's a movie star. He's famously, like I said, starred in Star is Born with Barbara Streisand. Apparently a good movie. Never seen it. Never saw the movie it was based on and never saw the late, the remake, once again, remake. I think the original starred Judy Garland. This new one stars Bradley Cooper and I think Lady Gaga. Pretty sure. Either way, never seen any of those, but I don't plan to. I think it's the stench of Barbara Streisand that probably gets me just not to pay attention to any of that stuff. But anyhow, movie star, Kris Kristofferson, country music star. But importantly, nowadays, he's 87 years old, no longer has dementia. He's speeded up quite a bit. Like, as 87, he's more active than he was at 77, I believe, or perhaps even 67, for crying out loud, if you can believe that. And it's pretty impressive. What one of the, he said in the email yesterday, I believe he commented on how much, he really enjoys the, counts among his blessings, the people he's known in the industry. And he particularly mentioned Merle Haggard, and this was 2016 when Merle Haggard was close to death or had just passed away. And also Willie Waylon and Johnny Cash. Just the pleasure of knowing them. But he also was a great friend to Jerry Lee Lewis. And Jerry Lee Lewis recorded one of his songs, I think in the late 70s, perhaps early 80s, when Jerry Lee was kind of making his country turn again. Jerry Lee was one of the progenitors of rock and roll, a fantastic talent. He just died last, I believe, October of 2022. And, Great Balls of Fire, if you're not familiar, if you've ever watched Top Gun. One of my friends has never seen Top Gun, I know that. But either way, cultural touchstone, Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis, And I believe Christofferson handed, there was some award that Jerry Lee got, and Christofferson got to hand it to Jerry Lee literally on his deathbed, which was pretty cool to see. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk a little more about the great Kris Kristofferson for nothing else other than, if you didn't finish the entire email yesterday, that's who it was about. I had it, who it was about in the postscript of the email. So some people that might just like, what is he talking about? Well, I was talking about Kris Kristofferson. So there you go. And been a fan for years and hopefully years to come. And anyway, what else? Well, we, like I said, on BrianDOleary.com, we've kind of changed that up a bit where you can opt into our letter or emails a bit easier, I think. Now, this was a little more complicated than I thought. I put in some code into the website, and it just keeps disappearing. Don't know really exactly what's happening. But I did a hot fix, as they call it, in the trades here to make some of that show up anyway, even though it's not exactly the code I want. But it's my problem, not yours. So your issue is that if you haven't signed up for these daily emails that we do, you find out about fun things like Kris Kristofferson and all sorts of other stuff. And we do, like we do on this program, if you've been listening for a while, every once in a while I do what I call the daily three. I just pick three things out that are interesting to me at the time, usually kind of life advice type stuff that has been helpful or not so helpful, actually, sometimes. And just comment on that for a little bit. But that's leaked over to the email a little bit where, you know, some people have said, well, why don't you give us three fun things about this or that? And I'm like, all right, well, that sounds good. So we've been fast at work doing those kind of things. But like I said, we will get you with the email every day and with the podcast as much as we can, really. And thanks again for listening, because this show is, you know, I was trying to do some numbers and see where I'm at and stuff like that. And like, by all accounts, I can tell is that this podcast, thanks to the people who listen, it is regularly in the top 1% of downloads. And oftentimes in the 5%, top 5% of downloads. And, you know, a really poor turnout would maybe be in the top 10% now, which is crazy to me. Like, thinking about it, when I started out, you know, I was just talking in a microphone and hoping some friends and stuff listen in. But now the reach is much bigger than friends in my own network. Well, I mean, you're all in my network now, but outside of the email list and stuff like that. So once again, like, you can, if you don't hear me, people are asking me, like, all right, man, come on, where's the podcast? Well, the podcast and the email are part of the same program, I guess is what I'm getting at. So you get one, you get the other, and that's about all I got. We're heading into the 4th of July weekend, and, long weekend, I guess. So, I don't know, the weekend lasts until at least Tuesday now, right? So, we'll see. See how that goes. If we can, we'll try and get a pod out sometime this weekend, or in the 4th of July extendo weekend. But if not, then we'll just look forward to the emails, and once again, sign up. And also, like, the end of June was a great time. I got this news this morning. I'll leave you with this last thing. And got this news this morning via, I guess my podcatcher just showed up that Moonlight Graham show is back and one of my favorite podcasts. So it's been back over after its longest hiatus ever. And so if you guys don't listen to the Moonlight Graham show, I would recommend it. So it's actually Andy, who I talked about, Andy Flattery. It's his brother, Tim, who hosts that podcast. Andy, whose podcast I was on last week, you can go to briandeolary.com/flattery and get that podcast and all the books and stuff we talked about there. But anyway, welcome back to the Moonlight Graham Show. Good to hear you guys back on the airwaves. If you're listening, kudos, and I look forward to hearing more of your stuff. And hopefully, you know, people who are listening here put the Moonlight Graham Show in their queue. But anyway, folks, have a happy 4th of July weekend if we don't talk to you before that, and we will see you later. Bye-bye.